Track 9, Something to Shout About. Voices were raised in King Stainton last Saturday, but there were no unpleasantries. The cause of the extreme vocals was the very first King Stainton Town Crier competition held in the grounds of the community hall. Organised by King Stainton Town Council, the inaugural competition has been secured in the Ancient and Honourable Guild of Town Criers official guild competitions calendar. A total of 16 criers from across the country headed for the event, hosted by King Stainton's own crier, Jackie Edwards. Guild competition rules meant Jackie was not able to compete in her hometown, but did perform a benchmarking, which I think is supposed to be benchmarking, cry at the start of the event, themed around her hometown. Crier of the day turned out to be Plymouth's John Pitt, whose vocal dexterity gained him the winner's laurels, and he picked up the award for the best dressed crier as well. And there are, of course, a number of pictures showing the town criers in all their finery, with the Plymouth crier in particular dressed in a very smart blue waistcoat, blue overcoat, and a lavishly fur-trimmed hat, raising his bell to announce his cry.
Writers Group seeks funding angel. A King Stainton writing group that supports people with disabilities and mental health challenges risks closure unless it can find more funding. King's Care Writers Group, which was set up for the King Stainton Medical Centre 7 years ago, is looking for a writing angel to ensure it can continue offering its weekly meetings and publish a booklet featuring club members' writing. The group needs just under £1,000 per year to operate. Despite actively looking for grant funding, the group has not yet been able to secure the money it needs to continue. Groups offering arts activities struggle for funding. The priority is still physical fitness and reducing isolation through no-pressure social engagement, explained King's Care writing facilitator Sarah Hopkins. So we are looking for a writing angel to help us survive the funding shortfall for arts in health, she added. Around 10 people take part in the weekly group, which promotes the beneficial power of trying something new, sharing ideas and hearing the members' own work being read out. Members of all ages have often struggled alone with recovery, bereavement, disability and anguish, Sarah said. Becoming poets and storytellers has strengthened lives. Communication, sociability, aspiration and mental fitness all improve, she added. To date, the group has published 3 books containing work that has been self-selected by its writers. We do a book launch and live readings at King's Care Coffee Mornings. This spreads the love of writing and reading and raises funds, Sarah said. As well as the writing group, King's Care offers advice, support, transport, memory cafes, outings, singing groups, walking and exercise groups, and craft and games groups. Any funding angels wishing to become a recognised supporter of the writing group by contributing to project costs for the publication and launch of the booklet and running costs going forward should get in touch with Sarah Hopkins at King's Care.
A buzz around bus shelters. Teignbridge bus stops are taking on a new life of their own with 9 new eco-living roof bus shelters now in place across the region. The Living Roof bus shelters, which are planted with 16 varieties of drought-resistant sedum, are aimed at attracting bees and insects while also capturing carbon from traffic. Currently, the 9 Living Roof bus shelters in Teignbridge are located in Bishop Stainton, Heathfield, King's Kurzweil and Tynmouth. They are among 70 that have been installed across Devon. Additional Living Roof bus shelters will be added over the next year as part of a rolling replacement programme. These living roof bus shelters are a simple but fantastic idea for the environment. They are looking lovely now they are in flower, and they will be a great addition to our network to support insects and reduce carbon emissions, said Councillor Andrea Davis, Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Climate Change, Environment and Transport at Devon County Council.